Just one clarification regarding Zayin Adar. We know that Zayin Adar is Yom Petirat Moshe Rabbeinu. Some have the custom to make a ta'anit on that Zayin Adar. Also, some have a custom to make a limud the night of Zayin Adar. They go to the Bet Knesset, they read a special tikkun. The question is, when did Moshe Rabbeinu indeed pass away? Let's assume it was Zayin Adar, even though there's an opinion in the Gemara and Yerushalmi of Rabbi Eliezer that says it was Zayin Shevat. But leave that Yerushalmi's opinion, or the Yalkut Shimoni, I should say, in Yoshua Perekeh. There's an opinion like that. Okay, so let's leave that opinion. Let's assume that it's Zayin Adar. But we have a machloket on which Adar. Rabbi Yeshua said that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on a regular Zayin Adar of a regular 12-month year, whereas Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i said it was Zayin Adar Aleph of a leap year. So again, even on the Zayin Adar opinions, was it a regular Zayin Adar or was it a Zayin Adar Aleph? Now let's go according to the opinion that says that it was a regular Zayin Adar in a regular year. 12-month year, and he passed away in that month. The reason why it sounds like that, because the Yerushalmi, I'm sorry, the Bavli in Masechet Kiddushin, Adaf Lamed Chet, clearly says that from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, from the time that the Jewish people left Egypt, there was 30 days. So that's fair to say that it must have been either there was a one Adar, or was a two Adar, and he passed away in the second Adar. Because it can't be 30 days if he died in the first Adar. So from the Bavli, it's Mashma, it was in the second Adar, Zayin Adar. From the Yalkut, there's opinions I want to say it was Adar Rishon. Since you have this whole Safek, so therefore, the Poskim bring down that those that commemorate it, especially in a case like this year where it's a leap year, they make the commemorations both in Zayin Adar Aleph to fulfill those opinions, and in Zayin Adar Bet as well to fulfill the other opinions. They fast on both days, they make the tikkun on both days. For those that don't commemorate the day at all, there is a nafkamina legabe avilut, or when one establishes the yort site, which Maram writes clearly that if somebody's father passes away in Adar of a regular 12-month year, so the anniversary is observed in the second Adar, meaning when you have a leap year now, so the anniversary would be celebrated or commemorated in the second Adar. It should be noted, however, if let's say a person's father passed away in an Adar Aleph of a leap year, so then, of course, when a leap year rolls around, so then since you have the Adar Aleph, so it can be commemorated on the exact day. Adar Aleph, Adar Aleph. We're talking about a case where it was a regular 12-month year. So then in that leap year, when it comes around, so it's the second Adar that is commemorated. So again, maybe there's not too many enough kaminot to get Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's important to know exactly when you koveya the day of the yortzeit, to know exactly how it is kept. And again, if somebody passed away in an Adar Bet of a leap year, so then, of course, in a regular year, it's an Adar. There's only one Adar. You only have one choice. And then in a leap year, of course, you would be able to commemorate, the person would be able to commemorate the Adar Bet as well.